Welcome to Michiana Stories, a production of the St. Joseph County Public Library and 88.1 WVPE, featuring conversations with the people of Michiana. Today, parents Jennifer Henneke and Matt Sisk share their struggles with infertility.
So what was the hardest part for you?
I think the miscarriage was the hardest part for me, because we'd gotten there. It felt like the stress was going away, and then suddenly we were right back to where we were before, and even further back, because there was some worry about complications and things like that. And
I just remember those. So infinitely unfair.
Yeah, it did. It just felt like they couldn't even begin to catch a break.
Mm-hmm.
And I just remember sitting in the hospital and like just wondering how you even pick up from here and come back to trying again.
I have a hard time understanding people who have joy in the whole experience of having children. Like, I'm glad that they do. I would not wish this on anyone. But very little of it was joyful. I have friends who will say, you know, they really miss the feeling of being pregnant and, you know, feeling the baby move. And all I can think of is, like, I used to sit on the couch and, like, I would check every half an hour because I was so certain.
Oh, I forgot about that.
Something was going to go wrong.
It's amazing how quickly it leaves your head. Mm-hmm. I hadn't thought about how many times I pulled out that silly, like, heartbeat monitor microphone thing to, like, move around on your stomach for 45 minutes until we found it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I think the miscarriage to me, the thing that I didn't know beforehand is how many people have dealt with that, that it's not a weird thing.
I do feel strongly about being open about both the miscarriage and also about infertility, because you do realize just how many people deal with it in one shape or another. I mean, I got emails from people who said, you know, I'd never said this before, but I also had one. I mean, my aunt texted me and was like, never talked about this before, but just so you know, you're not alone. There's like a whole, I don't know, sisterhood of people out there who are dealing with the same thing. And luckily that it's a group of people who are willing to, like, be there for you. And even if you're not, even if you don't want to talk about it yourself, if someone else is going through it, generally someone will say, I've been there, you know, you're not alone.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that was crappy.
Yeah, that was real bad.
So now that we have a daughter, and we've been through infertility and, you know, various things, it's like, what do you do with that information now? Because this is her. This is her story. And it's our, like, this part of it, the shots and the driving to Carmel and the worry and all of that, that's part of our story too. But we made this choice. And I hope it's, you know, a good thing. I hope.
This isn't abnormal at all. And it's stigmatized in a lot of weird ways. There are people that might have a problem with these choices, and that's crappy for a kid to have to deal with. Mm-hmm. And I hope we can give her the tools to have the confidence that, no, it's not crappy. It's just part of life. And sometimes you have to make these choices to get the family that you need. And that's what we did.
If I had to say anything to her, it would be, it was all 100% worth it.
That was Jennifer Henneke and Matt Sisk, parents sharing their struggles with infertility. If you have a Michiana story to share, contact the St. Joseph County Public Library at 574-235-4199 or michianastories@gmail.com. Michiana Stories is a production of the St. Joseph County Public Library and 88.1 WVPE.